Hello, lovies. I'm your Auntie Vera Charles of VeraSpeaks.com. You've just heard the Pride 48 kickoff show. And if that's any indication of what's to come, you'll be asleep within the half hour. Coming up next is Big Fatty Online. From bad to worse, live on Pride 48.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
Yes! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 1466 of the BFO for Monday, the 9th of September, 2013. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me. Little show, y'all. It is part one of Big Fatty's three-part series from Lost Wages. Big Fatty, it's also Larkin's birthday. I hope he gets cake.
Hello, lovies. How are you? Okay, before we get started, y'all, Big Fatty needs a drink. So if somebody will please go up to the fucking hospitality suite. Tanqueray and tonic, two limes, but you already knew that. I'm serious. Got it. Daniel's got it. All right. Now, y'all, I've got a special guest here tonight, and I'm going to ask my special guest, and you're going to love me for this. I'm going to ask my special guest to come up here to this microphone right here. That's you, Nick. Yes. Okay. Y'all, this is, and you can turn and look at the people out there also, but talking to the mic, Nick, okay? Y'all, this is Nick Moretti.
Hey, guys.
And Nick, feel free to take your shirt off if you want to. Anyway, Nick is what?
Are you freaking kidding me?
What?
Nick was at the leather event that Granny and I were putting on two weeks ago.
The Hillbilly Hootenanny,
that's right. And Nick, at that, he says, hey, I'm going to be in Vegas at the same time you're over there doing that crazy little podcast shit that you do. Well, maybe that wasn't the exact words, but...
Yeah, he sucked me into it.
Anyway, I did? Clearly, I had too much to drink, or you did if I sucked you. Anyway, so Nick graciously said he would leave the Luxor pool party and come over here and let y'all gawk at him a little bit and say hello to everyone. Nick, say hello to everybody here.
Hey, guys.
And Nick, tell everybody a little bit about you and what you do.
Sure. Well, my background is I'm corporate America from New York, 23 years, and then about 6 years ago, I decided to try porn out, and I was pretty successful. So I've been a porn performer for eight years.
Good.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. And I'm old. I'm not young. But it still works. So
yeah. Y'all, I can verify that it still works.
I got a website for you. Then about 4 years ago, I started directing. So now I'm a performer-director, and I moved to San Francisco, and I'm not in corporate America anymore, and life is good.
There you go. And tell people how they can find out more about you.
I got a website, and it's free. It's nickmoretti.com. I've got free samples of my work and my biography and movies I direct, and I also do little independent films that don't involve, can I say dick or ass?
Sure.
Dick or ass. So check it out.
You can show it too, but I mean, you know, it's all right.
It's radio.
Right.
And I'm glad you got that working, because I heard there was like 20 minutes of silence.
There was
something.
20 minutes of silence.
Wow.
There's a history there, yes.
Because I don't do well with silence.
No,
Yeah.
You need verbal confirmation, yeah.
Visual.
Fuck
and
yeah.
Verbal, yeah.
Fuck yeah. Yeah. Fuck yeah.
Oh, no. When people talk like that in porn films that I'm in or that I'm directing, I tell them, if you use one more 70s porn thing like that, I'm punching you in the balls. No, because there's nothing
And then
worse
they do it
that.
Again so that you'll punch them in the balls. Okay,
yeah.
Great.
Well,
okay.
Actually, that's the kind of stuff I do. I do a lot of BDI. Yeah, I do a lot of that. I don't know if you guys have ever seen kink.com, any of those websites, Bound Gods, Bound in Public, but I do a lot of the fetish stuff.
So, anybody got a question you want to ask Nick? Question, not lick. Okay, yes, Wes, step up to the microphone there. Nick, this is Wes, the gay country boy.
I
actually don't pre-cum at all, which
okay.
is a good thing.
All right, Wes, what you got?
No, when you're on video, that's a good thing.
Who would you say, well, that may be a bad question, like notable porn stars that we would know, who would be like the first ones that you did a scene with?
Oh, actually, the first big scene I ever did was a three-way, and it was actually the first three-way I ever had in my life.
Oh.
Yeah, I went into porn so freaking vanilla, and most of the things that I did on film were my first time doing it. So it was with Tyler Saint, who is like this huge porn star, and another porn star who kind of quit, but they're both my best friends as of today. And I walked into that set. It was a Shishi LaRue movie. It was like this big budget Los Angeles thing. And they put me with Tyler Saint for a photo shoot, and my tongue just like hit the floor. I was like, thank you, God.
Kind of like what happened when you walked in the room here today. Okay. Okay, thank you. Anybody else got a question for Nick? All right, Nick, we're going to send you on your way back over to the Luxor. Have fun
thank
during
you.
Gay days.
Awesome.
And we love you.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you. Or you can hang around if you want to. Oh, he's going to hang around. Okay. Oh, great. Now the pressure's on. Y'all, I've got some business I got to take care of. Let's see here. Miss Bacon, are you here? Kathy Bacon is not here. What? She is on the shit list. Okay. Moose P, are you here? Come here. Let's see here. North Carolina Lottery, North Carolina Lottery. Would you cash those in for me? Who's here from Illinois? Anybody? Who? Who? Baloo? Okay. All right, here's Illinois. Anybody here from New Hampshire, Colorado, Connecticut? Fuck. I can't cash those in. That's all right. That's all right. It's all good. Y'all, please alert me when Miss Bacon comes in, because she's gonna regret not being here when I called her out. Y'all, I had a list, and I left it in the fucking room. So, oh, thank you. Would you like to explain this? Y'all, Turniphead just walked up here and put a bag down. Would you like to, would you got some splaining to do? I haven't looked in here yet.
I got some splaining to do. Mm-hmm. We'll open the bag, look what's in there, perhaps open the envelope, read the envelope. Read the contents, and happy birthday.
Oh, well, okay. In that case, since I have a little happy birthday here, I guess I need to do this. Is it on? Can y'all hear that? Okay. Okay, well, fuck it. All right, let's... the fuck? Okay, y'all, I have received some bacon sticks with a free tattoo inside. Nick, would you like another tattoo? Okay, that's all right. But do I? No, I'm not going to open that right now. I have bacon, a lip balm. Y'all, you got to have that out here. Are your lips getting as chapped as mine? My God, they're awful. And then, to save postage, Turniphead just decided to bring... Oh, wait a minute.
I learned from my co-host, and I didn't want to ding you for that 5 cents with postage due, so I just thought I'd bring it along.
Yeah, you know, Dr. Stone, he sent me a card. It was like $1.15 postage due or something like that. I mean, fuck, it's a birthday card, and I got to pay the postage? All right, so y'all, here we go. Only to be opened on your little show. It says, y'all, somebody mentioned that this is the anniversary of when you popped out of a vagina or something. God bless. I just ate. Good for you. Thank you for how much you enrich all of our lives and the positive influence and wisdom you share. Lots of Canuck. Canuck? Rhymes with? Canuck, okay. Love. Turniphead and Dave, happy birthday, Big Fatty. I know you love this card, so I had to oblige your indulgences. Since I saved bringing you this in person, I want to wish you a happy Pride 48. Hope to see you at the underwear party. Come early and see how us northern Mexicans do it. Come up here, Turniphead and Dave, and talk. Let's talk about the underwear party for a second. Thank you very much, by the way. And I'll tell you, I'll bring this stuff, I'll bring the bacon sticks to the underwear party tonight.
What are you going to do with them at the underwear party?
We'll find some place to stick them
somewhere.
Nick, would you like to come to the underwear party tonight?
Are they going to be there?
Uh-huh. They're putting it... They're putting it on.
Everyone is welcome, Nick. Everyone's welcome.
They're putting it on. Okay, they're in charge of it. All right. So, guys, tell us a little bit about what we can expect tonight.
Gavin, get up here. Gavin. Grab a mic.
Oh, there's Gavin.
Just the co-host.
I'm sorry.
Gavin's
I didn't
the
see
guy.
You sitting out there, Gavin. No, now wait a minute. Let me explain.
I tried to sneak in.
Wait a minute. Gavin, wait a minute. I thought you were. No, Daniel went to get me a drink. Gavin, you know, we said we need somebody to volunteer.
Aunt,
go ahead.
Ant is getting you a drink.
Oh, okay.
It's going to be strong.
Jesus Christ. Gavin volunteered to do the underwear party,
and
then he
Gavin.
Says to Turniphead and Dave, hey, would y'all like to help? And, of course, they did all the work, and Gavin said, yeah, I'm in charge of the underwear party.
And so. I get to check for prosthetics.
Oh, well. Oh, wait a minute. Ant, excuse me, before you talk about it, Ant has brought me... Thank you, darling.
Did you run? Yeah, your phone's over there.
Okay, thank you.
You're a sweetheart, Aunt. It's all vodka. I mean, it's not. It's all gin. I tell you.
He asked me to check to make sure his phone was here. I'm thinking, well, how am I going to let you know?
Oh, damn. Oh, Jesus. Anyway.
Oh, it's going to be pretty.
Anyway, tell me about the underwear party tonight.
Okay, well, tonight after the evening's festivities, we will be throwing the underwear party, and we have opened this up to everybody, but there is a dress code. We ask that there be an element of underwear in your outfit so that we're all on a level playing field, but it's not about excluding anyone. We just want everyone to be comfortable, relax, have fun, and enjoy the fact that they can be in the underwear and enjoy some good times and good laughs with everybody around them.
And if you show up without underwear, you will be wearing a pair on your head.
Yes.
Oh,
we have gone and we have bought.
That ain't underwear. That's a jock strap.
Close enough.
Okay.
Hey, jock strap.
Hello. So.
We also have a contest tonight, and also, sorry, but I do not remember off the top of my head what the categories are, but we do have 4 categories. So people who want to compete.
Boxers, jock strap, bulge.
Best bulge and most daring. That's it. So.
Okay. Nick, do you think you could win one of those?
I could give it a run for the money.
Okay, there you go. All right. Granny, make sure Nick knows the room number of the underwear party. Okay, Granny.
Also tonight, there will be a giveaway. We're doing a draw for a $100 gift certificate from one of our good friends at jockstrapcentral.com.
Wait a minute, how much?
$100 gift certificate.
$100, y'all. Turniphead has gotten a $100 gift certificate to Jockstrap Central.
As well, I do have some underwear that we'll be giving away tonight from gooddevil.com as well.
Lovely.
Lovely.
That's just lovely. Dave, you want to add anything?
Come out, win a prize, impress your friends.
You know, he's from Canada. Oot. Commute. Commute. Kumint? Yes, I'm sorry. You're giving me the...
We have two people that are going to show up to give Dave a run for his money. Because he always wins.
This is a reference to my last year winning the
what
best
did you
bowl.
Wear? Wait a minute. Yeah, what did you wear last year? What did you wear last year, Dave?
Typical Canadian outfit. There were the thermal underwear, the suspenders, and, of course, a toque. That's all you need.
Oh, we were going for... I'm talking about
boots.
Biggest bulge here.
Boots also, right? You had boots on also, right?
Yeah, you need your boots in the Canadian winter.
Excuse me. I'm sorry. Yeah. All right, anyway, what now? Who are the two?
Baloo and his boyfriend.
Oh.
And from what I hear.
What do you hear?
Just saying.
Okay. Just saying.
You got to show up.
Company's good, Gavin. Company's good. We want to fill the room.
Okay. Everyone. Well, that sounds lovely. And that's at 11 o'clock in the...
Hospitality suite.
And this is not just a male event. This is females as well. So yes. Everybody's welcome. Absolutely everybody's welcome.
And when
welcome.
It comes to the women, Turniphead will be checking for prosthetics.
And who's checking for the men?
Moi.
Oh,
see again?
All of a sudden now
it's
he's
the only reason
charge.
Gavin's okay. doing it is to check for the prosthetics.
Hello. Again,
we do all the work. He reaps all the benefits.
There you go. Although I'm not so sure that it's... go over there and sit down. I'll take care of the phone. Hello?
Hello, Big Fatty. It's Kyle in Hawaii. I want to just call and say happy trails to you. Have a wonderful time at 548. I know you will, and I wish I was there. Love and hugs to all of you, and I hope Poodle gets to bake a cake this coming week for the 548 crew. Anyway, thanks for all the hard work you guys put, you the suits and the skirts and the various committee members, all the hard work you guys put into making such a fantastic week and weekend. Take care. I'll be listening. Bye.
Thank you, Kyle. Y'all, that's Kyle in the Hawaii. I don't see Kyle in the chat room though. So y'all, I think he's as big a liar as that Mike Lawson. You know, where is Mike? Oh, there. Lawson looks up. He hears his name. He's down here playing Candy Crush. Okay, and then he hears his name, so he looks up. Huh? What? They said my name? So anyway, Kyle, first of all, thank you so much for calling. It's just lovely to hear your voice. And, Kyle, I can assure you that all the people in this room, yeah, some of them are drunk, and they may say it because they're drunk, but y'all, Mary the Sober Girl just came in. Hi, Mary. It's lovely to see you and your husband back there. Lovely. Mary, and her husband live. Husband, what's your name again? Buster, I knew that. I knew it started with a B, and you bust her. Never mind. Anyway, Kyle, hopefully one day you will be able to make it here to Pride 48. And it just gets bigger and better every year, and, you know, we would all love to spit roast. I mean, love to have you here at... Guess I know when to shut up, huh? Oh, dear Gussie. Y'all, it has been wonderful sharing my 20 minutes with you here during Pride 48. Y'all, I hope you have a great Pride 48 this weekend. And I think the It's All About Me folks are coming up next, and it's just going to be a fantastic weekend. Oh, my God. They're getting those big old tall drinks. What's in there? Drink? Okay. Liquor. There's liquor in there. Okay. Well, anyway, y'all have a great Pride 48. We'll see you next week, I guess. Thank you.
can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com.
You
don't have to use the www.
You can't just stop at
drop me an e-letter at
ruin@BigFattyOnline.com.
Well, Nick,
or call
you
the voice letter number at 206-337-1438.
Ian wearing underpants, I can assure you.
337-1438 and give me your good.
I'll find something to do in the next 20 minutes. Oh, dear.
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.